Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Sample. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Ward. Batting third. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting 5th. The DH, Larry Parrish. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Charlie Hoff. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bell for the double play. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nichols moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Yost for a passed ball. Nichols scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilkerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Evans reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Yost for a passed ball. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoff covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-1 in the game. Sample takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Bell reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson bunts towards the mound. Boyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyd. O'Brien scores. Yost moves to third. Tolleson moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost scores. Tolleson moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's Rangers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sample hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Brien is walked intentionally. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sample hits a pop-up towards the mound. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Bell reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Odell Jones now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Clear now pitching. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Ned Yost. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Rivers moves to second. Bob Jones pinch hits for Kurt Wilkerson. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien scores. Rivers moves to third. Tolleson moves to second. It's 5-4, Rangers. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sample hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivers scores. Tolleson moves to third. Jones moves to second. It's 6-4, Rangers. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. Tolleson scores. Jones moves to third. Sample moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Jim Anderson now playing shortstop. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gettman hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.